Good afternoon. I'm Linda Dow. Our topic today is climate change, with a focus on the impact that organic waste has on the environment. It's shocking to learn that the organic waste that we send to our landfills is one of the biggest contributors to greenhouse gas emissions in Lanark County. Joining us is Sue Random and Scott Hortop with Climate Network Lanark. Hi, welcome.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Linda.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us today. Sue, let's start with a bit of an overview of the different issues that Climate Network Lanark is involved in around climate change.
Sure, Linda. So we know that half of our greenhouse gas emissions are emitted, governed, and influenced locally. And so, you know, a lot of people think climate change is a global, international, national issue, and there's nothing they can do locally. In fact, there's a huge amount. And so that's the focus of Climate Network Lanark. And we have been working with the county in developing a plan to address our emissions here at the corporate municipal level and very much within the community. And so we're really looking at, you know, covering the waterfront, right? So when you look at where the bulk of our emissions come from, most of them come from transportation, you know, us driving. The second largest area is our buildings. And then one of the third largest areas is organics going into landfill. And so we're developing programming to address buildings, to address, you know, transportation issues too. But today we wanted to talk to you in particular about the organics part.
Yes. So, and I'm just wondering, how surprised should we be that organic waste is such a problem?
You know, it's funny because we've been talking about composting for decades now, right? And it's one of those things, maybe people roll their eyes or whatever, but it's resonating now when we talk about it as a real contributor to climate change. That seems to be making people perk up and pay attention to it again where they hadn't in the past. So it does seem to be sort of a surprising issue. But I think there's real opportunity here to, as Scott likes to say so well, it's one of those things that is within our capacity to affect change. So composting is such an easy thing to do. It's something that individuals can do. It's inexpensive. You know, it just is not a big deal. And so it's something that we all can actually do, take charge of, and have a definite effect on our greenhouse gas emissions.
Sue, maybe it would help if I shared how waste in a landfill actually becomes a problem.
Yes.
To the climate. The at the point that we throw some kitchen waste in a garbage bag and it gets taken to the landfill and gets covered over by a foot or 10 feet of cover, it no longer is going to get any oxygen. And when organic material doesn't have oxygen, there's a type of bacteria called anaerobic bacteria that take over. And those little beings, we all do it, but they do it too. They fart out methane. When it's down underground, it's got to go somewhere, and it finds its way up to the surface and into the atmosphere. It does way more damage there than CO2 itself. So it's the lack of oxygen that leads to the methane production from our organics. Thought that might help.
Very much so. And so when we compost, that doesn't happen. There's
oxygen
bacteria,
yeah,
oxygen,
yeah,
using, right, bacteria.
How does that happen exactly then when we compost, Sue? So instead of throwing it into the landfill, I mean, it would be in a plastic bag, all right. But say we compost now, we have a composter in the backyard and we take our carrot scraps and our eggshells and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we put it in a barrel or whatever we compost in, a bin that we've built or something. What happens then to that organic, those organic products? What happens exactly? Why is it different than putting it in a landfill if it isn't in a plastic bag?
So little critters come along and eat a lot of it for lunch, for one, which fundamentally is what we need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of our waste needs to be eaten as lunch by something else on this planet. That's the only way that the cycle is actually a cycle, right? Where we stop producing.
And when you say little, you mean really little. They're microbes.
Yes.
They're like bacteria sized. They're bacteria and other kinds of microbes that are eating it up.
Yep.
And when they eat it up, they do break it down into water and CO2. But the CO2, much as it's a problem for global warming, it's not as big a problem as methane is for global warming. Yep.
A quick thing on that. Methane is 80 times worse than carbon dioxide in the short term. And because we are so up against it right now, we have to be addressing methane in particular.
So what's the solution then?
So we think, CNL thinks that it's basically a range of options that we can and should be looking at. So number one, absolutely, is backyard composting. That's the easiest. It's the cheapest. You know, most municipalities provide composters for a discounted price. You don't even need one. I mean, if you live in the country and you're okay with it, you can just have a pile. You don't actually need a container. If you are going to use a container, then it's preferable to have one that is 1 cubic meter. You get the best action happening in that. And then you just go about, you know, doing your backyard composting. For those people who don't want to do that, you know, just or can't for whatever reason, what CNL is now promoting is something called Share Waste. It's an app, a website. Was developed, I believe, in Australia. It's free, and it just allows you to go on and see other people who are on the Share Waste program. I'm registered there, for example. I live in the country, and I'm more than happy to receive compostables from neighbors, people who can't or don't want to compost. They can bring them to me, and I can put them in my composters, and I'm happy with that. And that's facilitated through this really neat Share Waste program. And then there's a few other options too, and Scott can talk about some of those. But the share concept is something that we are liking a lot. So, you know, if you are in a position where you have yard waste, you have leaves, you have brush, and somebody else, you know, in the country, like me again, is happy to take that sort of material, brush and leaves and compost it or pile it, then do that. It's the cheapest and easiest thing, and it keeps it out of landfill. That's the critical part.
Now, Sue, on your website, Climate Network Lanark website, are there instructions there for people who want to start a backyard compost themselves?
Good question. Not thorough directions. No, and we should do that. I mean, thank you, Linda. We'll do that. We'll get that on there. There certainly are some tips and things that make it easy. And just to make the point too, that right now is the best time of year to be starting, not the spring, but now.
Okay. And, that's interesting.
And it is very easy. You know, you just have whatever sort of container. There's all sorts of directions on the web about what style or size or whatever. And it's just very easy to start. You just literally start. You put down a little layer of some twigs, sort of like building a fire, and put some organic material. If you can get a little bit of sort of starter from somebody else who does compost, all the better. and then just start building it. Mm-hmm. And just make sure you get a good supply of carbon in there too. And right now, this time of year with leaves, that's your supply of carbon. And so you can layer some of them in.
Scott's babysitting.
Yes. And start composting. There's all sorts of tips too in terms of how to manage it through the winter months. You know, I meet people who actually kept the bag in the freezer. Other people who would keep a container on the porch and let it freeze, and then first sign of spring, they'd go out and dump that into their composter. For people who get concerned about how full the composter is by the time that spring comes around, your first grass cutting, take a nice volume of those clippings, mix them into your compost, and you will watch it go down by 2/3. It's
astonishing
how quickly
good.
That takes care of that issue. That's nitrogen in the green grass, right?
Okay.
So there's all sorts of things that people can do and all sorts of tips that we can provide.
Right.
And that, frankly, we think, you know, there should be people employed by the municipalities who can be helping people troubleshoot composting too, right?
You're listening to Sue Brandom and Scott Hortop with Climate Network Lanark. Scott, let's turn to you for a minute and talk about a little project that you have going, and it's the perfect time of year to talk about this too, isn't it? Your
yeah.
leaf program.
Right. So in the fall, we're buried in leaves. We've got trees on our property, and we either bag them up or we make a pile of them. I've connected with a professor in Arizona who has developed a method for digesting leaves and making them into a higher value compost called fungal dominant compost, and we're currently inviting all of Almont to bring their bags of leaves before the pickup day to allow us to build these composters on a little bit larger scale and make this compost for farmers. And we're to go one step further. We're hoping that we're investigating how municipalities who receive vast quantities of leaves in the fall could make better compost from it. The compost that's generally produced is organic material, but it's not as biologically developed as fungal dominant compost. So it's a line of work that CNL's working on to see how we could, at municipal scale, make better use of our leaves.
Scott, are you suggesting then too that we should rake our leaves up and take them off the lawn and take them somewhere to somebody who's collecting them for the farmers? Or is it better to leave them on the lawn, or what?
Yeah, good question. So the very best thing is to leave them, not be trucking them about. And one way to leave them is to run your lawnmower over them so that they are chopped and don't seal off your lawn and create brown spots from dead grass. Another very good thing is just to make a pile somewhere and let them digest on your property. Where that's not possible, you're bagging them, then in Almont you get to bring them to us. We hope that this method of dealing better with leaves is going to spread, and it is, in fact. But I can't say anywhere in our region other than us who are doing it yet right now. So leave them if you can, and bag them if you have to.
Leave the leaves.
You can also, you know, on your own property, just make a leaf pile and produce leaf compost.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay, or add it into your compost of vegetables?
You want to add it in not too large amounts at any given time, but absolutely. I mean, it's great source of carbon. And so actually one thing that I do is I bag some leaves and then I prop them around my composter. So that keeps the composter warm longer, right? Okay. Better insulated. And then every time I throw my bucket of kitchen waste into the composter, I throw in a handful of leaves.
Okay.
But you can literally just pile leaves and put, you know, a tarp over them and produce leaf compost.
All right.
And that's wonderful stuff for your garden too.
We just have a couple of minutes left. I'm just wondering, you've already mentioned the actions that we can take now, which is learning about composting and doing it. And also we have an election coming up. Is there anything that we should be asking our politicians, Sue?
Yes. Please. We've CNL's produced a set of about a half a dozen questions and that we're asking people to ask in all candidates' meetings or at the door. And those are on our website in our newsletter. And you know, they're critical. I mean, this is the issue. Climate change, climate crisis is the issue that we're all going to be dealing with for the rest of our lives. And so every local politician needs to understand that they actually are incredibly powerful right now. They have the capacity to make a serious contribution to curtailing the climate crisis because, you know, as I said when we started, half of our greenhouse gas emissions are governed or influenced locally. And so those climate change is on the ballot this year. And we're asking people to vote with that in mind when they select their politicians that are going to lead them.
Okay, so we'll leave it at that then. And our listeners can visit your website, climatenetworklanark.ca, correct?
Yes.
For more information about all the good things that you people are doing.
Thank you so much, Linda.
You're very welcome. I want to thank you so much for a great job you're doing. And yes, and we'll talk again. So, and have a lovely Thanksgiving, both of you.
You too.
Thanks, Linda.
You're very welcome. Or with Climate Network Lanark. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving.